So we're climbing up the little hill. We have one of the best views. And on the Ordnance Survey map, it's shown as a viewpoint. And you can tell why. It's coming up the side. We've got a view of the best range in the Pennines. Starting at Castle Hill, going through to Scoldlaw, and finally you've got West Kip and East Kip, and you have Black Hill to the north. You can look across the Forth. The visibility is pretty good, it's a bit cloudy. You can't see into the highlands, but you can see the Forth Road Bridge, Forth Rail Bridge, right across the valley. George says that he can see our house. He knows where it is. He can't see it. Probably not with us, but you can see them. I'm kind of struggling now because of my cold. Sniffing away. George is forging ahead of me now. We're off a metal track. We're nearly at the top of the Alamuir Hill. So we're down off the side of Alamuir Hill now and heading down through Bryarside, to Bryarside Hill and towards Windy Door Nick. That's a great name. It is totally unwindy. We will probably head back now. It's a bit further, but downhill. The views we've got this side are just as good. You've got the wide expanse of the mouth of the Firth of Forth. You've got Berwick Law in the distance. And could probably just make out. No, you probably can't, so forget about that. You've got Edinburgh in front of you. The Edinburgh bypass doesn't look too busy today, but you can just start coming down when there's no wind. You can just start making out the sound of the traffic again. So we're heading back towards civilization. Alright, so we've just had to do a bit of a large detour due to cows with big horns on them being in our way right across the path. Potentially falls on our own, scoot round, but with dogs, two dogs, it's not worth it. So we've done a big massive detour around the big slopes of a hill to get the other side of a sort of ravine for them. And they looked across us from the other side of the ravine and went, So now we're crossing back further downstream, across the brook, and run back on the other side. Just take a bearing to get back on the path, but I think we'll go across to the path now and head back to the car. We're on our way back to the car now, as you can probably hear from the road noise. We're really close to the Edinburgh bypass, so it's very easy to get to, but yeah, slapped bang back into modern civilisation. It was good, if a bit short workout, run out into the hills. It was lovely and quiet up on the top. Patches of snow still there, even though it's March. And it is remarkably warm. I've got my big winter hat, and I kept having to take it off because it was so warm. Boiling over. Well, that could just be because it's still warm. Anyway, good day. All right, home now. It's only 12:30, so I'll be home in time for some lunch.